everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
Elsie, today's story talks about the way people look.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything about the way you look that you don't like?
I don't like my nose.
Oh, okay.
I want a higher nose bridge like yours.
Okay.
What about you?
Well, personally, I hate my hair.
Why?
So my hair is really curly, but in Taiwan, the wet air and the rain makes my curls really hard to work with.
Oh.
Now that's why I always make my hair straight at mm-hmm. the salon.
I guess everybody has something they want to change about the way they look.
Mm-hmm. It's true. But we sometimes forget something important.
What's that?
Well, the way you look on the outside doesn't make you a good or a bad person. So even if you have something that makes you look different, you can still be a kind or a good person.
That's right. It's your personality that's important.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to learn about that lesson in today's literature article. So let's get to it now.
The Old Man with a Lump.
An old man lives in a small town in Japan. He has a lump on his right cheek. The lump makes him feel embarrassed. Every day, he tries to pull it off. However, he has no luck. Although he isn't handsome, everyone likes him because he is kind. One day, the old man climbs a mountain to collect wood. While he is there, it begins to rain. The man hides inside an old tree until the rain stops. When the rain clears, the old man is surprised to see three demons. They are drinking, singing, and dancing around a large fire.
Word power.
Embarrassed, embarrassed. Joanna felt embarrassed after she said the wrong answer in science class. Joanna felt embarrassed after she said the wrong answer in science class. Kind, kind. The kind man helped the old woman walk across the road. The kind man helped the old woman walk across the road. Wood, wood. I made a birdhouse out of wood at school. I made a birdhouse out of wood at school. Hide, 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 hid, hidden. The cat is hiding under the bed because it is scared of the people. The cat is hiding under the bed because it is scared of the people.
Today's story starts out by saying an old man lives in a small town in Japan.
今天呢，文章一开始告诉我们呢，有一位老先生住在日本的一座小镇当中。
Okay, so let's find out what this man is all about.
Okay.
Okay, we know he's older, we know he lives in Japan. Here in the article, it also says he has a lump on his right cheek.
A lump on his right cheek.
Mm-hmm.
他的右侧脸颊上面呢，有一颗肉瘤 a lump.
Mm-hmm.
We have two cheeks, 我们的脸颊有两The lump is on his right cheek, 他的肉瘤在右边。
Mm-hmm. Now, a lump on a cheek, this can be kind of not so great for people.
Yeah. I think he hates it.
Yeah, I know I wouldn't like if I had a lump on my cheek. Let's find out how he feels. It says here, the lump makes him feel embarrassed.
所以呢，我们就说到了这颗肉瘤让他觉得不好意思。He is embarrassed.
Okay, well, let's talk about this word embarrassed. It's an adjective. It's got a really long spelling. I hope you're ready. E-M-B-A-R-R-A-S-S-E-D. Embarrassed. Let's find out what it means. When you feel embarrassed, you feel nervous or worried about the way other people think about you. Now, this often happens when you're around other people and you do something silly or make a mistake. You will know you're embarrassed because you get really hot and your face turns red. Here's an example. Joanna felt embarrassed after she said the wrong answer in science class. Joanna felt embarrassed after she said the wrong answer in science class.
Embarrassed 这个形容词呢，代表感到尴尬、不好意思的。那例句说到呢 ，Joanna 在自然课的时候呢，回答错误的答案之后啊，她感到相当的尴尬。那如果我们想要形容一件事令人觉得不好意思、令人觉得尴尬，我们可以把字尾改成 ing 结尾的形容词，哪一个呢？就是 embarrassing。所以代换回文章当中呢，我们可以说 The lump is embarrassing for the old man。
嗯哼。It's not great having this little thing on your face every day. So what does the old man want to do about this lump? He makes him feel embarrassed. He doesn't like it. Here it says, every day he tries to pull it off.
每天他都试着把这个 lump 摘除。Pull 是拉拔的动作。那如果我们说 to pull something off, 代表是要将某物拔除摘除。
I think he might have better luck if he...cuts it off. I don't know. I wonder how he does it. Does he use tweezers? Does he use his hands?
I think he should go to a doctor.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but it must be really, really hurt.
Yeah, it must hurt a lot. Okay, well, he's got this lump on his face. He's trying to pull it off. Not a good thing happens. Mm-hmm. Here it says, however, he has no luck.
文章这边有个转折呢，我们说到然而他不幸运。
Now,
what does that mean?
No luck, it kind of sounds to me like he's having bad luck.
To have no luck means not lucky.
Right.
也就是不幸运的意思。这句话呢也告诉我们这颗肉瘤并没有从他的右脸颊上消失。No matter how hard he tries, he still has the lump.
Okay, well, it sounds like he's just going to have to live with this lump. He tries to pull it off, he can't, but here's the good thing. It says, although he isn't handsome...Everyone likes him because he is kind.
Oh, so we 这边还知道呢，虽然他不英俊，但因为他很善良，所以大家都喜欢他。
Now, kind is one of our word power words today. It's another adjective. It's a lot shorter than our last one. It's spelled K-I-N-D, kind. Let's find out what kind means now. A person who is kind is very nice to other people.Kind people want to do good things to make other people happy. Now, you can describe things as kind, too. You can say kind words. Those are nice things to say. Or you can get a kind letter or email where a person writes nice things in it. Here's an example. The kind man helped the old woman walk across the road. One more time.The kind man helped the old woman walk across the road.
Kind 这个形容词呢是善良的。我们注意哦，中间 I 这个字母的发音是 I 的声音 ，kind。我们例句说到呢，那个善良的男性帮助那位老太太过街。那我们还知道呢 ，kind 也可以当名词来用，是种类的意思。For example, there are all kinds of shoes in the department store.、
Mm-hmm.
百货公司里面有各式各样的鞋子。另外呢，在文章中我们看到 although 这个连接词等于 though, T-H-O-U-G-H, 也就是虽然。在英文当中啊，有了代表虽然的 although 或者是 though, 就不会有。但是 but 跟中文是不一样的。那我们先进到 Matchbox 听讲师做更详细的解说。
Matchbox 找亮点。
大家好，不是知识，不是常识，是我奇怪博士。大家呢在成长的路上呢，难免遭遇挫折，但最重要的是如何从经验中学习，然后成长。像当年的我呢，是个意气风发的外科医生，但是呢，却因为疏忽而发生了严重的车祸，造成我终身的遗憾。为了复原哦，即使所有人都叫我放弃，但我还是努力不懈，寻找可以拯救我自己的方法。 Although everyone told me to give up, I kept looking for a way to get my hands repaired. 中文里面呢，我们很常说虽然怎样，但是怎样。虽然但是这样的用法英文里面该怎么说呢？我们呢可以使用 although 这个连接词哦，它呢就表示虽然，它跟它的另外一个字呢 though 是一模模一样样的意思，就可以呢用来连接两个句子，表示我们刚刚说的虽然。例如、哦、刚刚我说的 although everyone told me to give up, I kept looking for a way to get my hands repairedAlthough everyone told me to give up, I kept looking for a way to get my hands repaired. OK, although 呢在这个句子里面呢你可以把它放到句子中间，意思呢是完全不会变的了。I kept looking for a way to get my hands repaired, although everyone told me to give up. 说到这边你可能会想要问呢，诶，博士，你刚刚不是说虽然但是我们句子里面怎么只有虽然没有但是啊？这位同学呢，你啊真是眼睛火眼金睛哦，问得非常好。在英文里面呢，我们有虽然呢就没有但是，有但是就没有虽然哦。虽然跟但是，他们两人呢永远不能相见。所以我们除了用 although 或 though 之外呢，我们可以也可以使用呢但是But 来造句了，比方说呢，刚刚我的手了 ，My hands are terribly injured, but I still hope I can perform surgery one day. 虽然呢，我的手严重受伤了，但我仍然希望总有一天能够再来为大家动手术了。My hands are terribly injured, but I still hope I can perform surgery one day.But 呢就是但是的意思，它跟 although 虽然两个人呢在句子里面只能选一个来用咯。好了，看来呢大家都已经学会了，那呢我就话不多说，先走了，拜拜。
所以咯，若我们用 but 来代换课文里面的句子会变成 The old man has a lump on his face, but everyone still likes him because he's kind.
Okay, so he's got a good life then, even with this lump.So, the man might have a lump on his face, but other people don't care because the man is nice or kind. Now, let's continue on in the story. Let's find out what's going to happen to this man. Here it says, one day, the old man climbs a mountain to collect wood.
有一天呢，这位老先生爬山。爬山干什么呢？要去收集木材。He wants to collect wood.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he's going up into the mountain. There's probably a forest there. And we know that because he wants to get wood. Now, wood is one of our word power words. It's spelled W-O-O-D, wood, and it's a noun. Let's talk more about it right now.Wood is the hard material that trees are made of. Now, wood can be used to make different things, including furniture like chairs and tables, chopsticks that you eat with, and even paper that you write on. Here's an example sentence. I made a birdhouse out of wood at school. I made a birdhouse out of wood at school.
Wood 这个名词呢是木材的意思。例句说啊，我在学校用木头、木材做了一间鸟屋。那同学们注意哦 ，wood 是一个不可数名词，所以呢，一块木材、一块木头，我们要说 a piece of wood。Mm-hmm. 那如果我们在 wood 这个字尾加上 s 的时候，会变成 woods。那 woods 又是什么意思呢？它的意思就转换成森林了。For example, the kids are playing in the woods. 孩子们在森林里面玩耍。Okay, here we know that the old man wants to collect some wood.
Right, he probably wanted to start a fire with it. Maybe he has an old stove in his house he uses to cook. Maybe he uses it to keep warm.
Or maybe he wants to build a house.
Maybe. Okay, I do have a question for you. Our example sentence...The person made a birdhouse、mm-hmm. out of wood at school. Did you ever do anything like that in school?
Not really.、Mm-hmm. You know, we just studied really hard.
Now, in Canada, I don't know about America. I think probably it's the same. But in Canada, you have a class called woodshop.、Mm-hmm. And in woodshop, you learn how to make things out of wood.It's a really fun class.
That's cool.
Yeah. No, you don't do it in high school. You do it in junior high school. But In woodshop class, I made a clock.
Whoa, you made a clock mm-hmm. out of wood.
I did. It was a really fun class.
Do you still have that clock?
I don't. My parents might, but I'm not really sure.
So it's in Canada, probably.
Yeah. Okay, well, the old man is collecting wood. He's probably not going to make a birdhouse or a clock, but who knows? Here it says, while he is there, that's on the mountain collecting wood, it begins to rain.
当他在山中收集木材的时候呢，天开始下起雨来了。Does he have an umbrella or a raincoat with me? With him, not with me.
Probably not. He's probably just, he went up to the mountain, mm-hmm. he wanted to collect some wood, he didn't think it would take very long. So here's what he does. It says, the man hides inside an old tree until the rain stops.
所以这位老先生呢，没有带伞，没有带雨衣，他就躲在一棵老树里头，直到雨停。
It must be a really large tree.
Yeah.
It must be kind of dead inside too, so we can go in. So we know the man is hiding inside the old tree. Hide is a verb. It's spelled H-I-D-E, hide, and we're going to learn more about what hide means right now. When a person or an animal hides, it goes somewhere that no one can, where no one can see them or find them. Now, there's a fun game called hide and seek. Some people hide, and one person looks for the other people. But the people are not easy to see because they're hiding in things, behind things, under things. Now, you can even play that game with your friends. It's a fun game. You can play it at school when you have a break time or at home with your friends. Here's an example sentence. The cat is hiding under the bed because it is scared of the people.The cat is hiding under the bed because it is scared of the people.
Hide 这个动词呢是躲藏，三态是 hide, hit, hidden. 那么例句用到的是现在进行式 is hiding. 那他说的是呢，那只猫躲在床底下，因为它怕人。那刚 Aaron 老师有提到的捉迷藏、躲猫猫这个你找我藏的游戏就叫做 hide and seek. Hide 是藏 ，seek 就是寻找。
Did you ever play that game when you were young?
I used to love it.
Yeah, me too. I remember playing a game at summer camp mm-hmm. where all of the campers hid and all of the kind of grown-ups had to find us. It was really fun.
That was fun.
Mm. Okay, so the old man is inside a tree. He's waiting for the rain to stop. Here's what happens next. When the rain clears, the old man is surprised to see three demons.
当雨过天晴的时候呢，老先生很惊讶地看见 three demons, 三个魔鬼。
So what does the man see when the rain clears or stops?
When the rain clears means mm-hmm. when the rain stops, 也就是雨停了，雨过天晴的时候。Mm-hmm. 所以他看到三个魔鬼到底是什么东西呢？ What are these demons?
They're kind of like devils, I guess. Uh-huh. Something like that. Okay, so these demons here, they are drinking...singing and dancing around a large fire.
Oh, they seem to be having some fun.
Mm-hmm.
这三个魔鬼呢，围在大火边喝酒啦，唱歌啦，跳舞。I think there must be some reason why these three demons show up.
Well, they're in the woods. They don't really expect anyone to be there.
Yeah.
They probably live there. They're having a big party. It sounds fun. Now, I wonder if the man will run away or if he's going to start talking to the demons.
Or are the demons going to do harm to the old man?
Ooh.
会不会伤害他 or maybe help him, 帮助他。We'll have to wait until tomorrow to find out.
Of course we will. All right, guys, we are going to go to review time, and then we're going to say goodbye. Stay tuned.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, welcome back to review time. As you can see, I've got some lines on this whiteboard here today.Which means I'm going to make Elsie spell some words.
Look at the first one. It's way too long for me.
Okay, Elsie, I feel like you're a good speller, and you'll be able to spell this quite easily.
All right.
But I'm going to give you the definition
okay,
for this word. Okay. And you need to tell me how I spell it. Mm-hmm. All right, so here's the definition. You might feel this if you spell the word wrong.
如果我字拼错，我可能有这种感觉就是不好意思啊，很尴尬。I'll be really embarrassed.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's
see how do I spell embarrassed?
If she can spell it.
Okay, so M-E-M.
Okay.
B-A. And I remember there are two R's. So R-R. Embarrassed, so A. And then I remember there are two S's. So S-S. E-D.
Okay, so Elsie used a good little trick to remember how to spell this word. This word, it's good to remember that there are always two R's and two S's.
没错。
And that will always make it easy for you to spell.
记得里面有两个 R 还有两个 S 在中间。
Okay, now the next definition I'm going to give you is something that you can use to make a door.
我可以用这个东西来做一道门。有没有 kind, 有 wood, 有 hide, 那剩下就是 wood.、Mm-hmm. W-O-O-D, wood.
All right, that one was a lot easier.
Yep.
And you can remember how to spell that one because there are two O's.
两个 O 在中间。Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that's all the time we have for today. For A Plus English, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
The Old Man with a Lump.
An old man lives in a small town in Japan. He has a lump on his right cheek. The lump makes him feel embarrassed. Every day, he tries to pull it off. However, he has no luck. Although he isn't handsome, everyone likes him because he is kind. One day, the old man climbs a mountain to collect wood.While he is there, it begins to rain. The man hides inside an old tree until the rain stops. When the rain clears, the old man is surprised to see three demons. They are drinking, singing, and dancing around a large fire.
Embarrassed, embarrassed.Joanna felt embarrassed after she said the wrong answer in science class. Joanna felt embarrassed after she said the wrong answer in science class. Kind, kind. The kind man helped the old woman walk across the road.The kind man helped the old woman walk across the road. Wood, wood. I made a birdhouse out of wood at school. I made a birdhouse out of wood at school. Hide, 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 hid, hidden.The cat is hiding under the bed because it is scared of the people. The cat is hiding under the bed because it is scared of the people.